This is Nate Hudson with Ozark Radio News and News Team 7. Today I'm speaking with Deputy Robert Malone of the Howell County Sheriff's Office. We are doing our Back the Blue interviews. So, good morning, Deputy.
Good morning.
So, what made you want to join law enforcement?
That's a $1 million question. A lot of people would say that they want to help the community. A lot of people would say that they're adrenaline junkies. I did it because I felt the need that service was needed in areas that have not been hit in a long time. And I want to make a difference in my community for my daughter to grow up in and to raise her family. Ultimately, that's the reason I joined law enforcement, is to make a difference for my daughter. That way, when she raises her family, it's better than when I found it.
Well, that certainly is admirable. How long have you been in law enforcement now?
I've been with the Howell County Sheriff's Office since August of 2022. I was with Ozark County before that. As a commissioned officer, I actually just graduated the Law Enforcement Academy at Drury University last Thursday. So I am a newly commissioned officer going through the FTO process at this time.
Well, congratulations on your graduation.
Thank you.
So, as a person that has just gotten out of school for law enforcement, despite being in law enforcement for a little bit, what are you expecting as far as, you know, in the future?
So, I'm expecting to see the communities grow, and with growth comes change. And at that, whether it be, it's going to be a positive change or a negative change. And with law enforcement, we're wanting to make a positive change as these communities grow and as West Plains becomes bigger. We want to see that West Plains is positively impacted with positivity, with courteousness, honesty. We want to be able to get out there and to show the people that we care about them, to show the communities that, hey, we are invested. This is where we live as well. So I want to see, as we grow, I want to see a positive change happen and to let the citizens know that, hey, we are there for you.
So if you don't mind me asking, you'd mentioned you have a daughter. How old is she?
My daughter, it will be 7 in November, so she's 6 right now.
That's a wonderful age.
It is.
So when it comes to being a law enforcement officer, what would you say is one of the most rewarding parts of the job?
When I'm at home and I put that uniform on, getting ready to go to work, my daughter says, "Dad, you're a cop. It'll make a difference." That's what she tells me. And that kind of makes me tear up. But to know that she sees that and to know that I'm there to help people, she understands. That's the reason that I do it.
So I know being a law enforcement officer is difficult. News goes to a lot of, you know, instances where, you know, you guys are there helping out. You know, sometimes it's crashes. Sometimes, you know, there are, you know, criminal investigations going on. So what would you say that you've experienced so far has been the most difficult part?
Well, maybe not on the, not just in the law enforcement side. You know, I've seen situations. I've been a first responder. I'm also with Caulfield Fire. So I've been a first responder since I was 15 years old. So I've been in it for a long time. Across the board, it's seeing families torn apart, either by losing a loved one or children being taken away out of bad situations, or maybe not even bad situations, just situations that arise that, you know, they have to, the children have to be pulled from the home. But seeing families torn apart, that's the hardest thing in the world, because you know that at any given time, it could be my family. So wanting to get out there and to help those families, I think, is why I'm doing it, is that positive change to say, hey, educational purposes, get out there and educate them. Hey, this is wrong. Or, hey, you're doing a great job. Keep it up. I think that's the thing that has most impacted me is family cohesiveness. I'm very family oriented. So when I see a family torn apart, it really kind of tears me apart, because that's not the way it should be.
So now I'm kind of curious. You'd mentioned family cohesiveness. Has your family been in this area for a while?
Yes, my wife grew up here. She grew up down at Caulfield, Missouri, where we currently live. And I'm originally from Mississippi. So my wife and I have been married for going on 12 years this coming year. So I've been a Missourian for the last almost 12 years.
Well, hey, I'm glad that it seems like you like it here pretty well. And, well, is there anything else you would like to add? Maybe something for those who are younger and might want to join law enforcement?
I would say that if you're looking at law enforcement as a career, know that it's a very fluid career. It changes. But also it's a very rewarding career, that it's something that you give in, or you get out what you give in. And that if you're looking at going into this field, you know, stay positive, do great in school, you know, make good grades, because you never know what can happen. I never thought as a kid that I would want to be a police officer. I always saw myself as going into the Army, retiring, and living happy. I went into the Army, and I was retired a little early. So this is something that, like I said, I still get to serve. I still get that brother and sisterhood, and I still get to make a positive impact within the communities.
Well, thank you so much for coming in and speaking with us, and thank you for all you do around Howell County.
Not a problem. Thank you, Nate.
This is Nate Hudson with Ozark Radio News.